about my generation.
Who is more likely to get emotional at work? You study out, and who does get more emotional at work may or may not surprise you.
Interesting.
222-2899. Call up with your generation, your advice, your opinion, wisdom on this, getting emotional at work. First, by Total Jobs, they did I don't even know what Total Jobs is, but it was a study done by Total Jobs, whatever that is.
It's a company.
Called Total Jobs.
People probably have heard of it, but we haven't. What do they know?
Anyhow, who do you think? What does this study say?
Who gets more emotional at work?
Yeah.
Well, women, of course. I don't want to be like sound like some old stick in the mud old dude, but
you think
my
it's still women?
Yep.
It's men.
What?
Men are more emotional in the workplace than women are.
No, what did define emotional?
Well, you guys don't necessarily break down and cry. That's more.
I know, it's like, Becky, my girlfriend dumped me.
But it does happen, though, now more than it used to. Men will break down because the stress just gets to them. But they say, which I thought was kind of funny, 222-2899, do you think it's okay to get emotional at work based on your generation? Give us a call. But they say men are twice as likely to get emotional because their, quote, ideas were not heard or because they were criticized. It's like we're working with a bunch of preschoolers over here. And they were almost three times more likely to experience an emotional event because a project, whatever that means, I don't know, because a project went over budget, missed a deadline, or got canceled.
Okay, so like throwing a stapler across the room.
Twice as likely to shout. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Huh.
Calm down, guys.
There's a lot more competition for guys at work.
There's what?
There's a lot more competition in the workplace, I think. Especially for I guess this would span any generation. If you're an older generation, you've got younger people that are vying for your gig. So that makes it more pressure, more stress, right?
Well, do you see it's okay to get emotional? Back in, I would assume, and I don't know, you guys call me 222-2899 if you're old school, like, you know, your age, Scotty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was almost, everyone just rolled their eyes when a guy would get passionate, meaning angry, at work. And then the stereotypical woman crying was like the okay.
Crying in the break room.
But now they're saying men and women both break down from the stress. And it's more of the younger generation, they say, that are more likely to break
show
down.
Show their feelings, yeah. Huh. Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your generation?
30.
Okay.
This is Steve with Stephen James Construction.
Oh, what's up?
Steve, have you cried on the job before?
On the job? No. Have I flipped out and yelled at everybody because they keep screwing things up? Hell yeah.
Okay, oh, yeah. There's the emotion.
30. You're not even the old school guy. They say that men are twice as likely to shout or even quit their jobs because of their emotions. Okay.
No, I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to tell you off.
Yeah.
What a way to be dramatic, guys. Just walk off.
Nah. The
job.
I think there's always been a amount.
Now, as we're walking off, I used to travel the states working, and I tell you what, we call it rolling up or rolling out.
Got
a job, out of state working, we have all the opportunity to go to another state and go to another job. If somebody's pissing us off or things aren't looking right, we will roll out. We get up, we leave, see you later, no word, no nothing.
Okay.
Now we'll
all use that. When we get all passionate and angry, we'll be like, I'm rolling out.
I'm going to roll out. Thanks, brother.
You know what, actually?
What?
It's probably not, I don't know, maybe it is your proud moment or maybe it's not, but Scott has done that. Do you remember? Scott
you remember,
got so mad at us.
You remember
us.
Everything.
Yeah, because it was a funny moment. And Carson and I, remember Carson? We were both dumbfounded, like, what do we do now? You were so mad at something, I don't even remember what, and you just stormed out of the studio.
Yeah.
And your bag got caught up on the door handle, so you had to come back in on you don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
Maybe it was the whole bag got stuck in the door incident that made me laugh about it.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my God, did he just walk out on us? So
You have to have a job and you have to have a passion for that.
Yeah. So
and that was my passion.
It's completely normal because most men do it, they say.
Hello to Buzz.
I just want to tell you my generational thought.
Yes. What is your generation?
I am a baby boomer raised by very strict traditionalists.
Okay, boomer.
So, all right. So what do you think about this study?
I think that when Scott said that men are more stressed in the workplace, I call on that.
Yeah.
And I think you got to take a deep breath and tighten your bootlaces these days. The problem that we have with the millennials, they're handed everything. They're given everything. So that's why they have more emotion in the workplace because they need to suck it up like we did.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Because do say the younger generation is the generation that tends to get more emotional. But they still say everybody, if you look at, you know, everybody all together, doesn't matter your age, men are twice as likely to shout or even quit their job because of their emotions, and women are twice as likely to cry. 41% of women say they have cried in the workplace. Have you? Have you broken down?
I have.
Yeah.
Out of anger.
Out of anger, me too. Out of being disrespected.
See, we shout, you cry. That's our anger.
I go to my room, my office, I shut the door, and then I have my moment.
Well, I hope your fellow coworkers aren't listening. Well,
no, this is why they invented the stress ball, right?
Yeah, one of our ladies at work just broke hers the other day.
Oh, my God. Where the heck do you work?
I'll just say I work for a state agency.
There you go.
Just keep thinking about that pension. That'll keep you moving forward.
That's exactly it. 3.5 years to go.
You got it. You can do this.
You can do it. You can do a countdown calendar on your computer, you know.
Already there.
Talking about my generation.
You can have generations. You're the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.